back to talking about foreshadowing. So, it could be a memory. The main character could have this memory that just keeps recurring, and she doesn't know why. It's just something is reminding her of it, and then later we see, oh, she was picking up on something subconsciously. It could be a memory that somebody keeps trying to figure out and understand, or keeps bringing up again, and the character doesn't know why does she keep mentioning that, and it becomes later clear. A location can foreshadow. So somebody goes to practice shooting at the quarry and makes little clay creatures, and one of the creatures has the hairstyle of somebody that person's later going to shoot, something like that. Red herrings often are found in mysteries, sometimes suspense and thrillers. So it seems like foreshadowing, and we are going down that path, and we think, oh, we've got this all figured out, we understand it, and then it's wrong. And then we have another red herring, and it's just like so fun to try to figure out what's really happening. So cadence is huge in writing. If you're not aware of the cadence in your writing, you're missing probably the most important aspect of prose and how it can affect people on a deep level, a subconscious level. So cadence is the rhythm of the sentences. If the rhythm of a sentence is flowing and the sibilant syllables are soft and the sentences are long and it all flows together, then we're going to be expecting something that's going to be happening that's maybe a revelation, some sort of epiphany, some sort of a gentle reminder of something, a deep, profound literary event. If the sentences are hard and fast and short and the sounds are full of K's and T's, one-syllable words that end on, or double-syllable words that end on a emphasized second syllable, short paragraphs, lots of action, then what we're going to be expecting is something more like, you know, a very obvious shootout or something like that coming along. Forgetting something, sometimes somebody will think, oh, I feel like I'm forgetting something. What was the person forgetting? We know there's something going to be there. Tension, just plain unresolved tension. This person is just going around just breaking things and dropping things because there's something bubbling underneath. And a character could give another character a look. You know how on a movie we pan away, and as we're panning away and the other character has walked away, we see that one character giving that telling look, you know. They've dropped their pretense. And so we can see those sometimes after a character has left, and we see the character, the POV character, dropping the pretense. Or not even the POV character, but the character who is having a pretense, we see them drop it. Subtext, of course. We don't know maybe what the subtext is about, but somebody is saying these statements that we know there's more to it, and later we find out what that more is. Prophecy is a very direct method that you find in fantasy, and a progression of somebody's action. So if you see somebody who is addicted to something and the addiction keeps getting worse, we can be pretty sure that this addiction is going to play a role later when it spirals out of hand. There can be a very obvious flaw